generators in the vehicle. It could mean a black hole. There are scanners in the camp to prove it, so it might be a black hole. Not to push it in, but to run. Or shut something. When Ted and Sirius entered the control room, they found everyone silently focused on one of the scanners. Is there a problem, Glory? It's a pin for her. Got an issue. She said in a tight voice. This dark nebula is obscuring everything. Snowbird can't get this thing right on the or something. Chance said.
This has already been written. You know, all the inventory written. That's how you see. written. You ever feel that? There's one guy who said it was written. He used to say, "For so the prophet spake."
Terrifying sugar, grease, and salt. Ah, yes, but we've all been good little boys this year, right?
I can hear them. Little last breath still sighing their sighs.
It's gonna rain over there.
Tremendous. Donald will stop him.
Where are your plugs?
Well, that's kind of the
I can hear you. And the people at home, they can hear you too.
They're
coming in clear as a crystal radio set. Well, is their little switch next to it manipulated? Because that increases the sound. Move it back and forth and see if the, because that increases the sound.
I'm keeping track.
Move it back and forth and see if there's any change in sound coming to your dreams.
What do you think?
The conspiracies that we discussed.
Some of my favorite.
Yes, getting it. So.
And then I think as we started talking more and more about it, it felt like it needed something else to ground it.
And that's
the audience. I have to say that all this trouble really is worthwhile. It does pay off in the end, as we remember from the prequel and now from the sequel.
His words. I'll try and keep it as brief as possible.
Oh, I remember those pristine visual formations.
Well, very
here?
Still.
No, but... She was a full-time patient. Been there since she was a child.
She was a strange one.
Whenever anything, any kind of show was laid on, she became scared. She'd run away and hide.
Well, thanks a lot, Ben.
Foggy,
you're blurry. From my perspective, very the moon.
Can
you hear the background music?
Very, very faintly. It's like coming from an old bass speaker in a house next door. This mic here. Because I was talking like this.
Well, I actually think your voice does carry, but it's much better and warmer if you can speak close to the mic.
Yeah.
You could move
it
close to you, could you not? Move it a little closer. And move yourself a little closer to
I
the fire. Isn't that better? Warm and comfortable. The screen. Well, that they call it a spit fire.
Yes. You don't seem to be bothered.
Well,
it doesn't bother you.
That there's this icky spit guard right in front of me lips?
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather
have an icky phone. Microphone.
Just don't touch it with your own lips, and it will guard the microphone.
It also prevents peas from being popped.
Peas will pop in any case. That could have to do with the recording parameters, but
let's try it.
It's always
see.
Good not to pop peas.
Pop.
No, there you go, popping.
Pop.
Just
see, that
I told
popped.
You not to pop.
Well, they call me Michael Poppy.
Peppy. Yeah.
Where is the sacred church? Very brave people, I'll tell you, because I don't think they're coming back.
Well,
they
might not, but it's never really been proved that anyone can live away from the earth.
Right. Be very, very experimental.
If you go out there, maybe you'll just die, because you need the entire earth and everything on it as a support structure to keep you going.
Yeah.
And
sure.
You can live in a can for 90 hours, and survive it, or for just that. You'd be out there. You would have no earthly connection.
Right.
You'd be insane in space, but maybe not. You know, it's be an incredible and heroic thing to do.
I don't think anybody...
A goal to shoot at, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows what happens to the brain in weightless space.
They do. People on the International Space Station, they're weightless all the time. They're in, or rather, they're in microgravity.
Yeah, but for years, for the actual population.
Yes, that's
many
the
months,
thing. It would,
years
be,
at time.
It would be many months to
even
get
with the fastest.
Here.
The fastest is one of those.
I don't want you to be
They're saying that they can maybe get it under 2 years, but that would be very, very experimental. It's got to be at least 5 years, I think, is how we talk.
That's
they get there.
I don't think it'll take that long. There are all sorts of problems with propulsion and navigation.
But at the same time,
it's maintained as has to be minutely calculated.
At the same time, it's been maybe 2 years ago now that they came out with the idea that there was going to be a 6-person crew, 3 men and 3 women. That's what they said, and of course, didn't Obama mention it? The 2020s or something.
That way you won't
Mars.
Get no hand.
Well, they're trying to make it long range.
Don't try to ride on my horse.
I hope they do.
We can get it together enough.
Don't want you out in my world.
Oh yeah. The cooperation of most, if not all, other nations. You know, the world effort.
Yes, too many secrets.
We'll have to be.
Too much blabber.
By the time we get into that room, it'll probably be a half a Chinese effort. But, they would do it, I think. If you think about your body being away from gravity for all those years, and then years or months or whatever on the planet.
Please don't you call
me on
the
planet, whatever that gravity is.
Don't come knocking at night.
And then taking another trip back
on the phone
for another few years.
Your manners are never quite right.
It's going to be a long way. It's going to be very difficult for your body to re-enter into the they say your bones are
there's bone laws in minor gravity. On a different planet, you would still slowly lose bone mass from gravity.
Yeah.
And if you continue to exercise, you could probably maintain.
That's the idea, yeah.
But that's another problem when the gravity is less than your own home.
Today, I've got an extra awesome game to share with you.
That's great. But have you heard of something called Hero Force?
Right. A way that perhaps can't be made up for.
Well, it makes you super strong.
So you become heavier and wider, perhaps?
Your muscles adapt to a much stronger pull. And so, by earthly standards, you're extremely strong.
Perhaps there wouldn't have been a Homo erectus.
The earth has been larger, but the whole thing is so chancy. It boggles the mind. Anything existing.
It is a very important lesson. Anyone who wishes to enjoy the ultimate sound, his stereo is made out of it.
Yeah. Well, mystery or conundrum, I ask.
Coincidence or conspiracy?
Days of enjoyment.
Yes.
With studio guest Michael Pepe.
Let me tell you,
there is
nothing sadder than a slackless child.
That's for damn sure.
There are slackless children all over our world today, ladies and gentlemen.
Those who helped me, and those who have helped me in the past, know that this is true.
That if by merely moving your finger,
voluntary muscular movement.
You can enliven the lives of millions of bored
citizens and members of governing boards. Yes,
mainly,
it's possible.
But mainly slackless children who don't feel like playing
with children in its larger sense, as in, say, the children of Israel or the children of the impressionist movement. I'm not actually referring to wee ones with rattles and bassinets. Heavens, no.
Well,
no, I'm talking about adults who, after all, have undergone more of life's vicissitudes than those overly pampered children, and thus logically deserve even more charity, donation than some fictitious slackless child.
Well,
children are very good at entertaining themselves and finding slack for themselves if left alone. Because just as I said, the hit was in the sense of, say, the children of Israel or something like that. The time begins. We're just showing that the other business here. So we hope you're enjoying this extra slice of the show live on radio. Those of you who are still with us on this fine, froggy morning. Well, I can't see the little indication of how many gremlins are appearing into the infrascope, so that data doesn't come to me, but...
I didn't know that you could see gremlins in a...
You can see exactly right over here, if you know how to set it up properly, you can see how many geeks are a-gawking at you. And you can also see how many did at the peak of geek. But for some reason, that display is not there, and I lack the ability to bring it up on the screen.
Really, so you are insufficiently geeky to see how geeky your audience.
And your point would be?
Would be that you need to be more geeky, and that the audience...
More geeky, exactly.
The audience also should be more geeky enough to listen to the show.
Well, I think people who listen to the show are not coming to us for technological advice or any discussion of computers, which,
yes,
when it happens at the dinner table, crushes all conversation.
I know, I hate it.
Produces the death instantly of human
people. People should be discussing
this. There's one song you remember from the film. It's
even the boulder
has rhythmic distorted drums and unpredictable strings are resounding each rhythm note expressing bitterness and trepidation. The song conveys the inevitability and consistency of lyrics and seductions. And the effect for the audience is that despite the graphic nudity, these scenes aren't sexual in nature, but the hypnotic running and detached stare invoke a finer sense of fear above the else, perhaps due to their performative falseness, echoed in how the song is constructed. It's interesting that a version of the song also
plays
the scenes, which takes place at the beach, which witnesses a terrifying drowning. This is the first film where the character's empathy hear from the swimmer, but she isn't able to process it, and so her violent reaction seems not sensible, which is where the song begins. Or it has the swimmer
to rest. They mounted on
jarring apathy for the young baby shows how far detached she is from the human experience.
But this is unbelievable. It's the size of 10 elephants. Weighs as much as 10.
Yes,
the creeping seductive soundtrack supports this notion, only this time it's. And Laura begins to experience more depth of human.
So we just chop these jungle trees, these like leafy jungle trees, all
stalking becomes intercut with our observer, for example, focusing not just on men, but women.
Can you imagine witnessing a...
Well, that was great.
Threshold of space.
Thank you. 60 years ago, two bicycle makers from Dayton, Dream, Sweat, one day produced a machine that feebly carried a man aloft for a distance of 212 feet. Seconds. The X-15 is one quarter the length of the Wright brothers' first flight.
Thus becoming the giant monster had that effect.
I would agree with that.
That's
the most incredible to man's eventual controlled flight.
So what do you think was Russ Tamblyn? You think this was just before the left side story?
It was after, of course, and he'd done a check. His star was falling, and yet Americans could always get a great job by going overseas somewhere and being the American guy. Who's vaguely familiar as an American actor. And he didn't have that great status. That's why there are all these British science fiction movies with Forrest Tucker, Gene Evans, Dean Jagger, actors of that drum. It may be difficult to think of Forrest Tucker as a scientist, but yet in the movie Cosmic Monsters.
That's because you associate him with F-Troop, right?
I associate him with playing evil, brutal bad guys, which he did for a large part of his career. A lot of these guys.
He was a Nazi fighter.
Abusive, evil, son of a bitches, but here in this movie, they got to be the heroes.
Sons, I think it's sons of bitches, not son of a bitches.
But it's all old age stuff.
I'm gonna go a little early.
Who's that guy?
No, who's that? Stop.
Yeah.
Well, I know they, when they bite into like a usual host of a cow or something, they
about the vampire fact.
Yes, they'll just make a prick or make a hole, and then they kind of laugh. And they just laugh at after
there's no sucking that you do. They create a hole, as you say, and then with your tongue they laugh at the blood. And they do this to people, but the people have to be asleep. And of course, as always, it doesn't hurt when they get it because they have a little bit of anesthetic in the bottle. So you don't even know you're being pierced, and your blood is getting lapped up. The problem is not with this process, which is sort of shared for our life. The diseases that are often transmitted from one host to another.
Well, from us to them, but
the picture in the movies, the vampire bat does not fly to its victim. It lands a short distance away and crawls over the ground and crawls onto the victim. Then it begins to draw its blood near.
Yes, they're really little rascals that crawl around. What would be the diseases that they might spread to humans? You would think, since they are drinking our blood, that we wouldn't catch anything from
them. Not from them, from another host. They can go to a sick host, and they can then contaminate you with some of the blood from that host. This is the way that the Anopheles mosquito transmits malaria. This is the way that the curly nose bug of the Southwest, the so-called kissing bug.
Number nine, there was not... The quality of nudity this year was depressing.
You want to keep your blood from being sampled by anybody because of the side effects. Side effects are always bad. A loss of a minuscule amount of blood isn't so bad.
No.
Unless 1,000 things do it to you. But the things that come along with it are not good and to be avoided.
But still, though,
never welcome anything that invades your body.
Yes.
Never make a hole in your body. I'm sorry, with all this metal piercing, you're really asking for it.
Exactly.
The body has to be kept well guarded if it wishes to persist.
But the border,
one person's opinion, exactly.
However, if the body is not actually penetrated by the vampire bat in any way, if the bat is, as it were, downstream and merely lapping up the blood that has already left the body, then
you won't catch no disease. But why are you streaming blood out in the wilderness?
Well, because he's bit you. Because he's bit you. I mean,
then it's already transmitted in that bite. Terrible disease. It doesn't become.
I was a youngster when I first learned how to push. I spent the 50 on my ring to split. I hit the corner from the crazy off split. I got the hammer, hammer, I learned how to split. I got that hammer. I rock the bitches up and keep them in the damn.
from Sweden.
But then it's spent in hours in the darkness of darkness.
Yeah.
talk to you as a public service.
This is to deal in the pain.
Please do not address this unit in that manner.
Negative.
Well, anyhow.
Respond. Unable to comply. That is correct. Negative.
She said the turn.
Unable to respond. Unable to comply. That is correct. Negative.
San Francisco was destroyed.
Please care by sending dollars.
Now, during the worldwide campaign to care,
if you could see these victims
care now,
you would believe me. Send your money to care.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting
System. One of the most spectacular kinds of automobile accidents
is the one in which the car not only gets burned up,
but bursts into flames. What makes it really horrible is the idea that a driver whose passenger,
stunned by the accident, may be trapped inside the burning car.
The National Safety Council says that,
fortunately for most of us, this type of spectacular smash-up is very rare. Only one
driver.
The thing that starts people inside a car.
Some may just freak
attitude.
life.
When you protect the rights of others, you protect your own. Be considerate. Practice responsible recreation.
What's this thing in your mouth?
Is it face?
Well, in the Medi Medi?
It's really nothing more than controlled enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for living, just for getting the job done. Excitement for one's life's goals. Destiny for expanding our world.
Can I take the truck?
I tell you not to pick your team.
Professional,
and
a great life.
I'm eager, I'm interested, I'm enthused.
I'm enjoying life, I like life.
But you,